From Hollywood to home.
Oh, you like that guy?
It's Prissy Malick's Gossip.
Powered by Emar's loyalty program, You by Emar. Register at CelebrateYouByEmar.com today.
Narcos Season 3 is out on Netflix.
Yes, now they're
working. Could it come to an end?
Well, yeah, they're working on Season 4 right now, and two major things has happened with the Narcos staff. So a location scout was unfortunately shot and murdered in Mexico recently. They were going to go move to Mexico for Season 4 of Narcos. And now Pablo Escobar's brother is demanding $1 billion from Netflix, saying that he doesn't want Netflix or any other film production company to film in Medellin or Colombia without my permission, saying, quote, "It is very dangerous, especially without our blessing. This is my country." So a lot of things are going on with Narcos right now. One of the stars, Pedro Pascal, he's the one who plays Javier Peña.
Yeah.
He's the one who's continued, the DEA agent. TMZ caught up with him at an airport, and here's what he had to say.
Well, they can't do it if it's not safe. They want to do it, they'll figure it out in a safe way.
They want to do it, but they don't want to do it if it's not safe.
Yeah, so this could be the end of Narcos. Maybe they're going to scrap Season 4, or they're going to change and maybe move it to another location.
So the Escobar family's still big then?
I'm guessing. I'm not saying anything. Yeah. I am remaining silent. Let's continue.
I like them.
Let's go to the next story here, Pretty.
You saw this movie in theaters.
Yep.
They're getting a sequel. It's confirmed Chapter 2.
It's called It's.
But listen, you're going to have to wait till 2019 to see it. September 6, 2019 cool. is when it comes out. And finally, Taylor Swift, say goodbye to the number one spot. Taylor, you have been knocked off. Her Look What You Made Me Do
is
now gone.
Look What You Made Me Do. Who's got the number one song in the world?
Cardi B.
Oh my gosh, are you serious?
Friend of the show.
Bodak Yellow is now number one on the Billboard chart.
I don't dance now, I make money move. Say I don't gotta dance, I make money move. If I see you now,
so this is Cardi B's number one song in the world right now.
She has, can I tell you, she's made history. She's become the first female rapper to reach number one on the Hot 100 chart since Lauryn Hill in 1998.
Crazy.
What do you mean? What about Nicki Minaj?
Listen, hold on.
I get paid a fee. I be in and out them banks so much I know they tired of me. Honestly, don't.
She was happy.
Thank you, everybody. I am very happy. I'm very honored. And look what you make me
do. Rubbing it in Taylor Swift's face. Let me tell you a funny story about Cardi B. About 4 months ago here on the show in Dubai, right here, the Chris Fade Show, we got off in an interview with Cardi B. Someone WhatsApped me and said, hey, do you want to interview Cardi B? We'll bring her in. My first response was like, who is Cardi B? Let me get onto Instagram here. Mm. And I was like, wow, this person's got like 7 million followers. Yeah. She was sort of a singer, but she was a bit of a dancer at the same time. Anyway, we took the interview and I just said to the guys, let's just take this interview and let's see what happens. She rocked up. We recorded the interview after the show because of just who the type of woman this. She's fantastic, by the way. Like, her personality was great, but maybe what she was going to wear and stuff like that may have been inappropriate.
Yes.
So we recorded the interview after the show. Good thing we did. She had rocked up after being at White, the nightclub, for the entire night, rocked up, had still not gone home, walked into our studios. We did a really good interview.
It was
so nice.
Fun.
I like her.
She was very sweet, but just not. If she was at the Mall of Emirates, she would have been cited.
Yes, correct.
They would have said, please. And I thought to myself when she walked out, well, yeah, that was cute. Now she's got the biggest song in the world. So, you know.
Hey. Good going, girl.
She says she's gangster and she's keeping a gangster. Number
she
one.
Is, yeah.
Well done to Cardi B. Thank you, Pretty. Hit us with your tag.
Peace out, home fries.
Hey, yo, what's poppin'? It's your girl, Cardi B, and you listening to Virgin Radio 104.4. And